Blackstone Audio presents No One Writes to the Colonel and Other Stories by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. English language translation by J.S. Bernstein. This book is read by Armando Duran, Roxanne Hernandez, Marcelo Tuber, and Tom Rivera.
No One Writes to the Colonel. The colonel took the top off the coffee can and saw that there was only one little spoonful left. He removed the pot from the fire, poured half the water onto the earthen floor, and scraped the inside of the can with a knife until the last scrapings of the ground coffee, mixed with bits of rust, fell into the pot. While he was waiting for it to boil, sitting next to the stone fireplace with an attitude of confident and innocent expectation, the colonel experienced the feeling that fungus and poisonous lilies were taking root in his gut. It was October. A difficult morning to get through, even for a man like himself, who had survived so many mornings like this one. For nearly 60 years, since the end of the last Civil War, the colonel had done nothing else but wait. October was one of the few things which arrived. His wife raised the mosquito netting when she saw him come into the bedroom with the coffee. The night before, she had suffered an asthma attack, and now she was in a drowsy state, but she sat up to take the cup.
"And you?"
she said.
"I've had mine," the colonel lied. "There was still a big spoonful left."
The bells began ringing at that moment. The colonel had forgotten the funeral. While his wife was drinking her coffee, he unhooked the hammock at one end and rolled it up on the other behind the door. The woman thought about the dead man.
"He was born in 1922, she said, "exactly a month after our son, April 7th.
She continued sipping her coffee in the pauses of her gravelly breathing. She was scarcely more than a bit of white on an arched, rigid spine. Her disturbed breathing made her put her questions as assertions. When she finished her coffee, she was still thinking about the dead man.
"It must be horrible to be buried in October," she said.
But her husband paid no attention. He opened the window. October had moved in on the patio. Contemplating the vegetation, which was bursting out in intense greens, and the tiny mounds the worms made in the mud, the colonel felt a sinister month again in his intestines.
"I'm wet through to the bones," he said.
"It's winter," the woman replied. "Since it began raining, I've been telling you to sleep with your socks on."
"I've been sleeping with them for a week."
It rained gently but ceaselessly. The colonel would have preferred to wrap himself in a wool blanket and get back into the hammock, but the insistence of the cracked bells reminded him about the funeral.
"It's October," he whispered,
and walked toward the center of the room. Only then did he remember the rooster tied to the leg of the bed. It was a fighting cock. After taking the cup into the kitchen, he wound the pendulum clock in its carved wooden case in the living room. Unlike the bedroom, which was too narrow for an asthmatic's breathing, the living room was large, with four sturdy rockers around a little table with a cover and a plaster cat. On the wall opposite the clock, there was a picture of a woman dressed in tulle, surrounded by cupids in a boat laden with roses. It was 7:20 when he finished winding the clock. Then he took the rooster into the kitchen, tied it to a leg of the stove, changed the water in the can, and put a handful of corn next to it. A group of children came in through a hole in the fence. They sat around the rooster to watch it in silence.
"Stop looking at that animal," said the colonel. "Roosters wear out if you look at them so much."
The children didn't move. One of them began playing the chords of a popular song on his harmonica.
"Don't play that today," the colonel told him. "There's been a death in town."
The child put the instrument in his pants pocket, and the colonel went into the bedroom to dress for the funeral. Because of his wife's...